This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. It is 8:35 p.m. on the East Coast, and I am calling to order the meeting for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I believe we have just reached quorum. But the secretary's not on yet.
What is the secretary's email?
It's PMB, it's secretary at pacifica.org. I will.
Why when I put in the Zoom information, does it say a dummy meeting now?
Okay. So Nancy just joined. Because I'm not smart about how I set Zoom meetings up, Teresa.
Okay.
So.
It just never said that before.
No, it did say it every other time, but not always. It just depends how you log in. So, Nancy, I've called the meeting to order, because we have quorum. So are you prepared to call the roll now? Nancy needs 1 second.
Hear things.
I can hear you now.
I have to get my, AirPods connected. They were connected. I don't know why.
So it's secretary at pacifica.org.
Yep.
Julie, I think Nancy's speaking, but we can't hear her. So,
can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Go ahead. Can you call the roll?
I'm just kind of whispering to myself.
AirPods connected. Okay.
Okay. You want to call the roll, Nancy?
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Adriana Castaneve.
Present.
Present.
Here.
Adriana Castaneve.
Present. Mr. Foster, you need to mute, please.
I have an echo.
Yeah, it's Bill
Mr. Foster.
Mr.
Foster, you need to mute, please.
Here.
Echo.
It's Bill Foster.
Here.
Okay.
Can you mute Bill Foster, please? Keep going, Nancy.
I haven't called Mr. Foster yet. Hang on, I'll get to you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth? Fred Dodsworth. Okay. I'm back later. William Foster. I heard you earlier.
Did you mute him, Nancy, and he can't unmute himself?
I didn't know. He can unmute himself. I did not mute him. I don't know if I can unmute him. I cannot unmute him. He has to unmute himself. Sue Goodwin.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Donna Grimes. Donna Grimes. Okay, I'll come back.
Hi, I'm still here.
Who's that?
Fred Dodsworth.
Thank you. Okay, I'll mark you present. William Foster.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Can hear you.
Here.
All right. Thank you. Donna Grimes.
She's not coming tonight.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Avelia Jones.
Avelia asked for an excuse. She's got a performance she has to attend.
Alexa.
Present.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
James McFadden.
McFadden is feeling ill and asked for an excused absence.
Darlene Rose Pagano.
Here, and can I get the rose taken out?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm always startled when you say that. Thank you.
I don't know. It was on my list. I will, I'll move it from my list.
But Darlene, you are a rose.
Thank you, Nancy. Shut up, Fred.
Ron Rhodes.
I am here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Jerome Salam. Let's see. Okay. Aki Tanaka.
Not here.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Thank you. Egberto Willis. Okay, I'll go back and check. Donna Grimes. Oh, Donna is not coming tonight. Is that right? Absent?
Correct.
Okay. Sharon Salam. Egberto Willis, one more time. Okay. Sixteen directors are present. Also Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Arthur Schwartz.
We may not have Arthur this evening.
Okay. Markeisha Vincent Sampson. Nancy Sorden, present.
Nancy, I have a question.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Adriana.
Actually, I asked for...
So hang on. Point of order. Sorry, Fred. Comes first. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Madam Chair. My point of order is I ask to immediately stop the seating of the directors that are not eligible to serve as 2023 PMB directors, because to be eligible to serve as director,
point of order,
you must be a delegate as stated on Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation.
Point of order.
Board of Director eligibility.
Point of order.
Sorry, excuse me, Adriana. I have to recognize the point of order. Teresa, what's your point of order?
No, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. My first point of order is first.
I think it's one point of order before we go to the second.
I'm very sorry, Madam Chair, but that is the rule.
Actually, Adriana's right, as much as I don't want to say that.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Teresa, I'll let you go in a minute, but let Adriana finish. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, Teresa,
hang on. Let Adriana finish. Keep going, Adriana, and make it quick, please.
Some of the people calling this roll call are ineligible to serve because they are not delegates according to the Pacifica Foundation by law. Article 4, delegates, Section 8, term of office, term limits, pasted below in my email that I'm sending to everybody. Delegates are limited to a maximum of 6 consecutive years, after which they are replaced through an election or through the use of runner-ups list from the last certified election. And I sent the point of order to you and to the entire PMB to be sure that it's in the minutes. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
What I was going to do, Fred, was rule the point of order out of order. But I feel that I need to recognize Teresa first.
Please.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'd like to say that we could go into another whole debate with the director about the interpretation of the bylaws, but we've already voted on this several times and our corporate counsel has weighed in. So I find this repetitive and dilatory and it takes up the meeting. So I think that when the chair realizes that the director is repeating something that she wants to say every meeting, that it can just say, the chair can just say, duly noted and move on.
Duly noted and let's move on then. Thank you, Teresa. Fred?
I was going to say the same thing, and you don't actually have to listen to the entire spiel. You can say, you can make a ruling as soon as you understand what the comment she's going to make is. And Teresa is correct. This is dilatory and obstructive, and it actually interferes with our ability to do our work.
Thank you. I'm moving on with the agenda now because I feel that we're done with the, point of order. Madam and so Chair. I'm moving on to the next item on the agenda, Madam which is Chair. A report out. Adriana. I'm calling the member out of order because the member has not been recognized and continues to speak.
I'm asking
if this continues
floor,
to happen, I would invite any other director to put a motion on the floor to call the member out of order and
so moved.
Subsequently mute the member if necessary.
So moved.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
No, you haven't been called out.
Hang on, there's a motion on. Hang on, I haven't recognized you, Adriana. Not yet. There's a motion on the floor from Fred. Can I get a second to Fred's motion?
I'll second.
Thank you, Heather. Okay. The motion was to call the member out of order and for interrupting and to point out that if it happens again, the member will be muted. Are there any objections to the motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, one thing I will point out is because one of the objections that I heard was from Sharon Salam. So, Nancy, that to let you know that Sharon has joined the meeting now. Yes, you bet. So there being objections to the motion, let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on the motion.
Madam Chair. Point of information.
Hang on.
Oh my God.
Adriana, you need to be recognized by the chair. And now I'm going to recognize you. You don't get to just say, Madam Chair, and then launch into your point. Now I've recognized you. Go ahead. And what's your point of information?
Yes, Madam Chair. A motion is on the floor and we have the right to discuss the motion, right? First. And second of all, I really will appreciate if every time that any other of the people jump in there with something that they call point of order, but they are not, you call that out of order. Can we discuss this motion?
Is this a question, Chair?
We don't have any time. No, so hang on, folks. Here's the problem. We have not even gotten to agenda approval yet, right? So technically speaking, we shouldn't be, we're already 20 minutes into this meeting and we're not even on the agenda yet. And this is what I object to in terms of, Nancy, we don't need to discuss this motion. The motion is really simple and sweet. The motion is that we would call the member out of order if they continue to interrupt. and calling them out of order a second time during this meeting would result in muting them. Okay, go ahead, Nancy. Would you call the roll, take a roll call vote on this, please?
Could you answer me, please?
No.
My question?
I didn't actually hear a question. I heard a...
We discuss emotion? Because emotion, we have the right to discuss emotion. Emotion cannot go directly to vote if we want to discuss it.
Okay. Let's discuss it. How long should we discuss it for?
30 seconds.
I need a motion to, because we don't have an approved agenda yet. First, I need a motion to say how long we're going to discuss this for.
I move that we discuss it for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I moved.
Fred moves that we're going to discuss this. That's going to be hard to do, Fred.
I'm
just saying.
Discussion.
Is there a second for 30 seconds?
Second.
A second. I'm sorry, who was that? I didn't catch who was the second. Thank you, Ali. Are there any objections to the motion to discuss this motion for 30 seconds?
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Point of order.
There's not a point of order right here, right now. Is there? What is your point of order, Teresa?
My point is that when a person is called out of order for being dilatory and obstructive, I don't think you have debate. You just go straight, you go into voting whether people are going to support the chair, sustain the chair or not. No debate.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, so my ruling is that that is appropriate because I don't have time to look it up in Robert's rules right now. So we're going to forge ahead. I'm sorry, folks. Haven't even read the report out from last week's meeting yet. And so Nancy, would you go to the roll call vote, please, on this motion?
For 30 seconds?
No.
Okay.
I think what we're on is just the main motion. Right.
Out of order. That has been. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Yes. Sustain the chair.
Adriana Casanova.
No.
James Dingman.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Fred Dodsworth.
Sustains the chair.
William Foster.
I'm not sure I'm voting for.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, is this for the meeting to go on? If it's for the meeting to go on, I say yes.
It's to
sustain the chair.
Call the member out of order for interrupting, and if it continues, they will be muted. That's the motion.
I'll pass on it.
Sue Goodwin. Goodwin.
I am not clear what we're voting on.
Do you want me to read it back, Julie?
Yes, please.
Okay. I need people to pay attention, please. Keep going.
The motion is to call the member out of order and if for interrupting, and if they continue to interrupt again, they will be muted.
Huh.
It's just sustain the chair.
The chair.
So, this is sort of an amendment to how the,
No, this is a motion to call the member out of order and to note that if they continue to interrupt without being recognized, there will be a motion at that time. To call the member out of order and possibly mute them for the rest of the meeting. So it's a simple yes or no, or pass or abstain.
Yeah. I'm going to agree on this.
Okay, thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Donna Grimes is not coming. Okay.
I can't hear you.
So that was Sharon Salam, and Nancy, you are sort of faint. I don't know if you can turn your mic volume up, but go ahead. Keep going.
All right.
And I will note for the record that I had not actually recognized Sharon to speak, but go ahead.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Marian Martinez?
Yes.
Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
James Sagerton?
He's muted.
Just James, keep going, Nancy. Come back.
Sharon Salam?
No. And it's very difficult to hear you. Can you please speak up a little louder?
Sharon Salam, can you hear that?
Vaguely, but I'm voting no.
Okay. I'll check my mic. Let's see. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Egberto Willis? Okay. Ten yes. Three no.
Chair, this is James.
Yes.
I don't think she went around a second time.
Sorry, I forgot to go around and get you, James. How do you
vote? Point of information, yes. Chair.
Yeah, yes. Hang on, Sharon. Let James vote.
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
I'm voting yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep, gotcha.
Thank you.
And one
point of information.
Hang on, Sharon. Somebody else passed.
Oh, William I'm Parker. Sorry.
William Foster? How do you vote? Yes or no? Abstain. Yes or no or abstain?
Bill?
Hello? Can you hear me? William Foster?
All right. Go ahead, Bill. What's your vote, Bill?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yes. You said yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, pass.
Oh, you already passed.
Pass.
You have to vote yes, no, or abstain.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain.
Abstain.
I got you down.
Gotcha. It's an abstain. Okay.
Okay. 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay, 11 yes, 3 no. 3 abstentions.
Yep. Okay. Moving on. The report out from the executive session of March 16th, 2023 meeting of the PMB. PMB met in closed session to discuss confidential disciplinary, contractual, personnel, legal, and financial matters. And now we're on to excused absences. Nancy, can you read out who's not present this evening?
Okay, we have Donna Grimes, Avelia Jones, James McFadden, and Egberto Willis.
Move to excuse.
Second.
That was Dingman and Fred. Are there any objections to the motion to excuse those not present this evening? Hearing no objections, we'll consider those absences excused. On to timekeepers. I need someone to time people. Can I get a volunteer?
I can volunteer, but people may not like me.
Well, let's give it a shot, Fred, and see how you do.
Well, I'll do fine.
Thank you. And then I need someone to time items. Can I get a volunteer?
I can time.
Thank you, Darlene.
Items.
Appreciate that. All right. That takes us to agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, which is a 5-minute item.
How much time do people get?
People get 90 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. So the rest of the open portion of the agenda is relatively brief. It is item 3 is approving minutes from 2 previous meetings. Item 4 is approving the approval of the current KPFK LSB. That's a 15-minute item. Item 5 is decorum and the coordinating committee. That's a 15-minute item. And then we close out with unfinished business, new business. And we have a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 9:30, which we've sorely eaten into because it's already 9:02. But nonetheless, that's the agenda for the open portion of the meeting. Can I get a second for agenda approval?
Second.
Thank you, Fred. Discussion of the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
The agenda looks good to me, but I'm wondering, has the secretary sent out a complete list of who is on what committee so the conveners know who to convene? And also, have the list of everyone that's been on a committee been sent to KPFTX for notification of meetings? Like, I wanted to call the personnel, but I'm not sure that all of the current members were updated on KPFTX, for example.
The list of the members on the committees was in the agenda in the appendix last week. Okay. I didn't send it out again.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll look for it. Has it been updated to KPFTX?
I think the answer to that is probably no, and the reason why is because it's much easier for Otis to update the KPFTX email list if he does it for the whole committee at once. In other words, along with the LSB delegates who get elected to the various national committees as well. It's an awful lot of work to go in and do it, you know, one person at a time. So. And so for the short run, I think, you know, the wise thing to do is to simply, use people's email addresses to the extent that, you know, in principle, you have all the directors' email addresses and we'll just have to get the, email addresses for everybody else. Although this strictly speaking is not, part of the agenda approval. So,
can you tell me when I would bring it up?
You could bring it up under unfinished business.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you put it there?
We'll try to remember that.
I just want to know who's responsible to get it to KPFTX, because as soon as I schedule a meeting.
Understood. We'll talk about, we'll get to it.
Thank you.
Let's carry on with, agenda approval. Is there any other discussion of the agenda? Are there any objections to the open portion of the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the open portion of the agenda approved. The next item is a 5-minute item, and that is approval of the minutes of February 16th and 23rd.
So the 16th.
Go ahead, Nancy.
The 16th, there was a question that came up about it last time we were to approve it, and it was to add something to it. And I don't know what was to be added to it or who was to add that to it, the person that did the original minutes or me. But if it's me, I need to know what it is that needs to be added to it.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I think it was my first or second meeting, and I was kind of clueless as to what it was that was not on there.
Okay. So maybe what we need to do is hear from someone who, I have a recollection that, you know, we talked about, adding something to the minutes, but I too don't remember exactly what it was. And
plenty of information.
I'm working in foreign space, and so I don't know what it was. Was that you, Dingman? Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe it was the whole issue of adding on what Adriana brings up at the beginning of the meetings. I think that was what the bone of contention was, where that was what was to be added. I think so. I could be wrong.
That is what I knew. I know that was what was to be added to the minutes for the 23rd, which I did, and which is in the new set of minutes that I sent you for the 23rd. My question is about the 16th. Was that the same thing to be added to the 16th?
I don't recall. Adriana's hands raised. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, in both minutes, I think that according to the parliamentary procedure that Article 16 of our bylaw said, when we don't have, you know, the minutes should have in order the actions. Then when a point of order is raised, the point of order need to be at the moment that is raised, because according to the rules, need to be raised when a member believes that a rule is broken. That's why it's important, and that's why I send my point of order, and I want the point of order being in the exactly in the moment that was done and your answer. Like I said, I don't want to keep discussing the issue. I do my point of order, and I want your answer, because according to Robert Rule of Order, need to be in the minutes.
So just to be clear, you're saying, yes, you asked for the same change to be made to the February 16th minutes. Because that's the question.
In both minutes are not.
It's just a simple yes or no. Okay. Thank you. You don't have to, Adriana, you don't have to explain it every time. I think we all get the point. It's just a simple, is that what you asked for? Yes, that's what you asked for. So,
if that's all. If that's all that need to be added, I can add that to the minutes for the 16th as
I'm going to just start. And we can.
Teresa, you need to mute.
Fred, it's, thank you for your help, but I muted Teresa.
Thank you.
Who had background noise going on. I can see it all. I'm sorry, Nancy, what were you going to say? You were going to say that that's the only thing that.
If that was the only thing to be added to the minutes for the 16th, which was sent to the PNB, to me, which I sent out to the PNB, it was from Aki, then I can add those to the minutes from the 16th, just like I did to the minutes for the
23rd. The 23rd.
That's okay. Exactly the same.
Okay.
You can approve it if that's all it needs. You can just assume that those will be in there.
Yes. Got it. Thank you. Okay. Are there any other corrections to the minutes of the 16th or the 23rd of February? Hearing none. Are there any objections to approving the minutes for the 16th and the 23rd with the proviso that Nancy's going to continue to make the edit for the 16th? Hearing no objections, we'll consider those minutes approved.
Okay. Thank you.
At 9:11 p.m. Okay. All right. Next up on the agenda is, approval of the current KPFK LSB, and there's a motion in the agenda. I'm sorry, in the appendix. I'm going to read this, and I need people to pay careful attention because this is a long motion. It's an important motion. And I'll explain everything when I'm done, but and motivate, but, and I need people to look at the agenda for the motion if you can't keep it all in your head. So whereas prior.
Yeah, may I ask, have a request for information?
Go ahead, Sagerton.
When was this, agenda item received?
I put it on the agenda and I put it on, based on a lot of work that I did last weekend. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Here's the motion. Whereas just prior to the December 18th, 2022 meeting, the KPFK LSB was comprised of the following listener member delegates: Grace Aaron, Christina Avalos, Fred Blair, Sandy Childs, Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto, George Funmaker, Eric Jacobson, Avelia Jones, Rob Macon, Barbara Marbach, Oye Oyeyipo, Lawrence Reyes, Ziri Rideau, Paul Roberson, Ruth Strauss, Elizabeth Von Gunten, and Carlos Zavala, and the following staff delegates: Jose Benavides, Ali Lexa, Myla Reason, Oscar Ulloa, Polina Vasiliev, Harvey Wasserman, oh, that's a mistake. I said, and Carlos Zavala. Carlos, okay, so delete that last Carlos Zavala because that was just bad cutting and pasting. I'm sorry. So it should say, and Harvey Wasserman. I'll keep going. Whereas the Pacifica National Board passed a motion at its December 29th, 2022 meeting declaring null and void, quote, all actions taken at the December 18th, 2022 KPFK LSB meeting to alter the composition of its LSB and to hold elections for 2023 KPFK LSB officers, end quote. Whereas listener member delegate Rob Macon had three consecutive unexcused absences between August 21, 2022 and September 18, 2022, but the KPFK LSB failed to act on its policy. That's another flub. Policy to remove, to automatically remove delegates for three consecutive unexcused absences. Whereas listener member delegate Rob Macon had two unexcused absences just prior to the December 18, 2022 meeting. And there were no official absences on December 18, 2022, because there was no call to order of the legitimate KPFK LSB. Whereas on December 31st, 2022, our dear brother Lawrence Reyes passed away, thus elevating listener member delegate runner-up Ralph Hawkins to the LSB. Whereas on January 26, 2023, the PMB removed Bella DeSoto as a delegate pursuant to a disciplinary hearing, thus elevating listener member delegate runner-up Janine Roan to the LSB. Whereas on December 12, 2023, the PMB suspended Janine Roan as KPFK treasurer pending the outcome of a disciplinary hearing, which hearing process has not yet been concluded, and also prematurely referred to her as a delegate. Whereas on February 23rd, 2023, the PMB removed Ziri Rideau as a delegate pursuant to a disciplinary hearing, thus elevating listener member delegate runner-up Michael Heiss to the LSB. whereas there were no changes to the staff delegates of the KPFK LSB, and whereas notice of a meeting of the KPFK LSB has been posted for March 26, 2023, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board finds the current membership of the KPFK LSB to consist of the following listener member delegates: Grace Aaron, Christina Avalos, Fred Blair, Sandy Childs, Marisol Cruz, George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Michael Heiss, Eric Jacobson, Avalia Jones, Rob Macon, Barbara Marbach, Oye Oyeyipo, Paul Roberson, Janine Rode, parentheses suspended, close parentheses, Ruth H. Strauss, Elizabeth Von Gutten, and Carlos Zavala, and the following staff delegates: Jose Benavides, Ali Lexa, Myla Reason, Oscar Ulloa, Helena Vasiliev, and Harvey Wasserman. Further resolved that the KPFK LSB shall meet on March 26, 2023, and after calling the meeting to order, use this list for roll call and take the following actions in the order listed here: determine the status of Rob Macon, elect 2023 LSB officers, and elect 2023 KPFK directors to the PMB. And if it is not possible to take all actions at the March 26 meeting, to take these actions as soon thereafter as is practicable. Regarding Rob Macon's status, if he is absent and not excused on the 26th, such absence would constitute his third consecutive unexcused absence. Sorry. That's the motion. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ali and Heather. Excuse me. Okay, folks. So, the point is, you know, we have talked about, I'll do a little motivating here. We talked about the, composition of the KPFK LSB a number of times, but not in specifics. And, what I did, you know, just so everybody's aware, I took, the attendance sheet that, the KPFK secretary keeps. I took that and, you know, looked at who was really on the LSB as of, you know, just prior to the December 18th meeting. And then I meticulously went through the things that happened. So here's the things that happened on the KPFK LSB that I knew about, which were all the things that were listed in the whereas clauses. What may be the case, which I wouldn't know about, is if there was someone else on the LSB who resigned in the intermediate, you know, and sent a, you know, an email to the KPFK secretary, or other LSB members. I wouldn't necessarily know about that. But at any rate, my understanding is that also that KPFK has a policy where they don't actually vote on removing people for three unexcused absences, that they've made the policy automatic. But that's why there was a whereas clause in there that Rob Macon had actually had three, consecutive unexcused absences, but then came to a couple more meetings and then had two unexcused absences and then, wasn't present at the December 18th meeting. And I think some people assume that that meant that he was kicked off the LSB for three consecutive unexcused absences. But the only way that could occur is, you know, presuming that, that the December 18th meeting, was a meeting of the legitimate KPFK LSB. And if it was not, you know, then his absence wouldn't be considered unexcused, or it's not even necessarily the case that he was absent, right? I mean, if we're going to consider that meeting null and void, we can't also say, but he's absent, so he's off. To be clear, when I read the list of, people, the next, the next name on the list, and somehow I thought I was very clear that I thought when I drafted this motion that the resolving clause also added that Richard Borges was the next name on the list. You know, and that's basically after he was the person listed after Michael Heiss on the list. And so, and the reason I say that is because, and I would entertain a motion or a motion to amend to add, Richard Borges's name to the motion. Anyway, but that's the motivation for the motion. So, other discussion of the motion. Dingman, go ahead.
You calculated the runner-up issue?
I used the runners-up list that is published, you know, with the, on the elections.pacifica.org website, right? I didn't calculate the runners-up. I mean, that was calculated by the, you know, National Election Supervisor for the 2021 elections. Other discussion? I see Beth's hand and then Ali's. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, thank you. What was it you were proposing to do with Richard Borges' name?
Oh, that he's the person who, if it's determined that Rob Macon is not on the is no longer on the LSB, right?
Yeah.
Richard Borges is the next person up, and that's who would replace Rob Macon.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment you and give you my support. I put together my own list and it was nowhere near as thorough as yours. It was not easy. I spent several days going through all of the history of the KPFK LSB going up to that December meeting and looking at the runners up lists from the elections results. And I'm very impressed with what you've come up with. And I think it's quite accurate. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. I bribed myself by watching college basketball on TV while I was doing it. So that was the right amount of having to pay attention yet not having to pay attention because some of the games I didn't care about the outcome. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. Other further discussion?
Sharon to the list.
Go ahead, Sharon.
In the name that you mentioned in regards to the person who had been absent three times, and continued to serve, and then that person was absent twice?
Two times, that's right. Go ahead.
Okay. Since the LSB that he is with, or she is with, did not have a problem with the absence, are you saying that that you want them to go retroactive? Are you saying forget that, let's move forward? I mean, what exactly are you saying?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. What I'm saying it, what I'm saying is that actually at the meeting on the 18th, that was not a meeting of the legitimate KPFK LSB. Later in that meeting, I believe what they did was they started move. They said, oh, this is an unexcused absence. This is his third in a row. He's off and let's start moving down the list. And what I'm saying is that, you know, we declared those actions null and void in our, I think it was January 12th motion where we said, you know, efforts to change the, you know, KPFK LSB were, it was the December 29th motion that we passed, that efforts to alter the membership of the, you know, all actions taken at the December 18th KPFK LSB meeting to alter the composition of the LSB and to hold elections for officers were null and void, right? And since we did that, some people are saying, well, that's just the third absence. So, you know, that still counts. And I'm saying, it's not an absence if that wasn't a legitimate meeting and we never got to the point of, you know, a bona fide call to order of the legitimate and roll call of the legitimate KPFK LSB. And so I'm saying, what I'm saying is that the PNB is not going to decide Rob Macon's status. The KPFK LSB has to do it. It's, in legal terms, I'm remanding this back to the KPFK LSB. We're not going to decide here at the PNB. They could still decide that, you know, he's off the LSB and, you know, if they do it right, that's fine. But I'm not inserting the PNB's judgment. So hopefully that answers your question, Sharon. Beth, I see Beth's hand again.
Yes, thank you. I've put an awful lot of time into this list, too, and tracking down. I spent more time on all the changes that have been made since December 18th and whether where things lie right now. And to me, this list looks as accurate as I can figure it to be. And regarding Mr. Macon, he wasn't there. He had missed two meetings. And on December 18th, he wasn't there when they finally called roll. But he did appear, and so they appointed someone else in his seat. But he did appear later in the meeting, which would have been the third meeting after two absences. But that would have, he should have been given the opportunity to attend that meeting without having been replaced until the end. So I think this is legitimate, and I think it's right to return it to the KPFK LSB to adjudicate it. So I endorse that. I would ask about someone to convene the meeting, given that the officers at the time of the December 18th meeting have all been taking part in the other meetings. And I don't know whether they can be persuaded to take part in this one or not. So do you have a suggestion as to who to convene the meeting?
Time.
I would assume.
Yeah, thanks.
He's a chair pro tem then, but.
Yeah. I don't have a particular suggestion on who to convene the meeting. You know, if people think we should figure that part out, that somehow that would make a difference. You know, I'm open to hearing from people, but. French.
Sharon to the stack.
Okay, I got you, Sharon, after Fred.
I just want to let everybody know I'm only timing the speakers while they're speaking. That's all I want people to know.
Oh, got it. Good. Thank you. Was that it, Fred?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, in accordance to what she just said, it seems to me that, and what you said also, it seems to me if we are going to take a position to let them handle it, then we should let them handle it and not insert our way to handle it on them.
And so you mean in regards to who convenes the meeting as well?
Yeah, just let them handle the whole thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, they knew he called in late. So there are a lot of people who even come on this meeting who are late, but they still get credit for being at the meeting.
That's right. That's right. No, that's a good point. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, standard operating procedure when you don't have officers in place is to elect a pro tem chair to run the course of that meeting. And then, you know, and as I pointed out, you know, part of what they have to do is first figure out, because in effect, what we want to do, figure out the Rob Macon status question, right? And so he's got two unexcused absences so that if he didn't come to the meeting on the 26th and that would be considered an, you know, and didn't ask for an excuse, that would be considered a third unexcused absence. But resolve Rob Macon's status first, because then, you know, after that, then they can get down to the business of, you know, which they should have been doing, you know, back in December, but it's electing officers first and then electing PNB directors. And, you know, part of the point of having this motion is A, we need to kind of resolve the KPFK situation in general. But B, this would also expedite hopefully getting getting KPFK back to the point where they have four directors on the PNB instead of three, because they've been operating with just three directors since Lawrence Reyes passed away. And so, you know, and this is an important time for KPFK to be well represented on the PNB. And then the other point I was going to make was, I think, you know, people who have not participated in the meetings of the so-called self-appointed KPFK LSB, you know, they're looking for guidance from the PNB. And so that's why it seemed to me, you know, they tried to pull off having a meeting last week and they didn't get quorum. And so part of it is they just, I think they really need a little bit of, you know, a push and a nudge from the PNB to say, nope, these are the right people. And, you know, obviously they start at this point and then they go forth and prosper, right? So that's the object of this motion. Adriana.
Chair, we are at time on this issue.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Adriana, would you like to make a motion to extend to exhaust the stack?
Is anybody else on the stack? You call on me before they call time, but it's a short question.
Okay, try your question.
Okay. I see the list that you put there. Is in that list are directors?
Boone has to spend time.
RKPFD, please, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I think Darlene didn't realize that she was not muted. Continue, Adriana.
Thank you. Well, my question is, in the names that you put there, that you are saying that the PNB is recognizing, are there directors that they are termed out after the 6 years? Are part of that group?
Adriana, we also passed a motion on, which I didn't, you know, this was already, you know, more than a page long. Yes, there are directors who were at the end of 6 year terms on that list.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
We're still at time, Chair.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's why you, sorry, that's what, okay. So,
Madam Chair.
Fred, I was going to go to a vote. Are you?
That's what I was going to do as well. So go ahead.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Are there, well, maybe I can avoid having a vote. Let's just see first. Are there any objections to the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Adriana?
Okay. Gotcha, Adriana. Are there other further objections? I'm just trying to ascertain whether I need to go to a roll call. So Vanessa and Adriana.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, Vanessa's abstaining.
I'm objecting.
Adriana and Sharon are objecting. And Vanessa's abstaining. Okay. Are there any further abstentions or objections? Then we'll consider the motion passed, noting those objections and abstentions. Nancy.
Information, Madam Chair. It means, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I want to know, it means that the rest of the members that are right here vote yes to the motion?
Correct.
Madam Chair, can you ask Fred? You don't need a second chair. Maybe you do, but please ask him not to interrupt. You are calling me permanently, but he interrupted me a second. I'm sorry.
Dilatory.
Thank you, Ali. Adriana, what I try to do, honestly, is it's not that I pick favorites. It's that sometimes people interrupt and then stop talking immediately. And then it would just take more time if I called them out for interrupting. It's the continued. So did you have another question, Adriana?
Well, I want to know if everybody, like I said, everybody is in the affirmative. I want the secretary to put all the yes, the rest of the people that are here in that motion, please.
Okay, so basically, is there anybody who objects to being considered a yes vote by being present unless they already voiced their objection or abstention? It's just saving time from having to go through the actual roll call here. So we'll note it as if it were a roll call vote. Beth, go ahead.
I think that given that this is already being cited in legal cases, that it might be wise to take a roll call vote.
Okie dokie.
For the record. Sorry.
That's good enough.
Yeah. I regret.
No, Nancy, go ahead. Let's do a roll call vote just to get it right. Sorry, I was trying to save a little time.
Teresa Allen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yep.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Adriana Casanave.
Say no.
Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Abstain.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. Abstain.
Fred Dodsworth.
Yes.
Dodsworth.
Yes.
I'm getting an echo here.
It's Bill Foster who's unmuted before it's his turn. He'll keep going.
Now it's his turn. William Foster.
Yes.
Thank you. Do Goodwin. Do Goodwin. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sharon Salam.
No.
Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Egberto Willis.
No.
Okay. Sure, I have all of these. Okay. Well, yes, two no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
13 yes, two no, one abstention.
I think there should probably be two abstentions. I think someone didn't respond to their name being called.
Sue Goodwin.
Yeah, Sue Goodwin. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you, folks. So the next item on the agenda is a 15-minute item, and this is decorum in the coordinating committee. And this was a discussion that we had or briefly started in closed session last week, and someone rightly pointed out that it was more appropriate to have this conversation in open session. And so that's what we're doing today. And so the object here is, you know, a couple of things. Decorum in terms of helping keeping the meetings be effective, right? And so not interrupting, not speaking over people, et cetera. A lot of this is in Robert's rules. I wish I were a more effective parliamentarian slash chair. But the other thing that has occurred to me is to collect up ideas from people about how we could make meetings more efficient. Seek input from everybody. And one of the things I'm going to do, you know, not probably still tonight after the meeting, but probably tomorrow, is send an email to the entire PMB basically on this point and start an email thread where people, you know, throw out some ideas about ways we could make meetings more efficient, ways to be more fair, ways to, you know, other things that we could do in terms of, you know, keeping agendas moving along, et cetera. Because, you know, one of the big problems is that we lose people late in the meeting. And if we don't lose people, what definitely happens is people get some combination of tired and cranky. And then that further, you know, detracts from decorum. And so, you know, what we have to do really is just have our meetings run more effectively and not go so late because, you know, and we've also found that we've, we're a little more prone to making, mistakes, in drafting motions, for example, when it happens, late at night. So that's the basic gist here. And one of the things that occurred to me to do was to have, the coordinating committee kind of be the group that then takes, everybody can send their ideas in email. And the reason I want everybody to just, you know, hit reply to all is not so that I fill everybody's inboxes with, but so that everybody can see the ideas. And then for the coordinating committee to take those ideas and come up with, you know, some kind of, you know, standing rules that we will all agree to abide by. I mean, they'll be, you know, kind of common sense things, et cetera. And that the coordinating committee would then, you know, bring that back to the PNB as something that we as a PNB would pass, you know, so that we make our meetings more effective and efficient. And that's the basic idea there. You know, and again, it's really about, making sure that our meetings don't run too long. And that they are more effective and that they're less taxing on people. You know, we also have to take care of each other, right? And so, you know, high levels of stress are not good and that sort of thing. And so I want to make sure that, you know, serving as a director on the PMB isn't something that, you know, is going to contribute to, you know, higher risk of, you know, ill health effects. So that's the basic idea. So I thought, you know, it's a 15-minute conversation point here, but, do others have other ideas about what we could or should do?
Sharon to the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I noticed this evening when I spoke earlier that, you mentioned that I had spoken without recognition. And later on in the meeting, others spoke, and there was no mention of them speaking without recognition. And that kind of makes you look at the justness of and fairness of the meetings and favoritism towards some people over others, or it just doesn't make it seem as if it's moving smoothly. So that everybody is perceived in the same manner. But that's something that probably needs to be improved so that if one person does it and another person does it, they're all treated fairly, or at least seem to be treated fairly. But I do agree with trying to make these meetings as efficiently as possible so that they move faster, because we waste a lot of time in the very beginnings, and we need to figure out how to chop that down so that we can move ahead with the meeting.
Thanks, Sharon. Your point is well taken. I appreciate the feedback. I do. And I will try harder. I see Darlene and then Vanessa. Go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah. One thing I've really longed for, I don't know the name of it, but it's another function to volunteer for. It's not the sergeant at arms. At the moment, I would call it the Zoom coordinator. So making sure that people are muted while the meeting is going on and they are not the speaker would be great. And so we don't always have to say, you know, would so-and-so mute themselves. The other thing is if the chair says, you're going to be muted, there's someone to do it immediately and not make the chair go do it. And, many other, little details that can be, that are handled or controlled or available because of Zoom. I would say that sort of thing would be very useful. One other thing is if everybody is muted except the speakers, there's less chance of people just blurting. They have to at least go unmute themselves before they want to blurt.
Excellent point, Darlene. Thanks. Vanessa, then Heather. Go ahead, Vanessa.
2 points. One, I want to completely agree with Sharon in terms of just, you know, the appearance of what, you know, just unfairness in terms of Adriana just seeking to be recognized. That's all she was doing, was asking to be recognized. Somehow that got contorted into her behaving in some sort of out of order manner. And then a vote that could have muted her the entire meeting. It's outrageous. It's embarrassing. What I would recommend, and what I'll put forth are the, what we call the communication standards, from WPFW. We had, some unruly behavior. And then the communication standards that we adopted just sort of almost immediately put a lot of that in check. So we definitely need some rules that are applied evenly to everybody every time. Otherwise, it really does look very unfair.
Thanks, Vanessa. Perhaps I wasn't clear enough earlier that there would be another motion about muting a member, not that it would happen, just that if they get called out of order again, right? That's the point, is it goes to the next step, not that it automatically leads to muting. But, you know, I'll go back and I'll listen to the tape again later to see, did I actually, you know, misspeak there or did other people just not hear exactly what I said? Heather, you're up.
Yes, thanks. I just want to mention that, first of all, something positive, because I've noticed really at most of the meetings, and it's the case right now, almost everybody's muted. So I think everybody does a fairly good job on that. The other thing, Julie, I think would be good at the beginning of the meetings to, and or in what we send out, is to remind people that when they're speaking for 90 seconds. Right? Unless there's some permission given them to go further, but it's 90 seconds. And also about the timing of explaining whatever's on the agenda or the items on the agenda as well. I think we need to make sure that that process is understood by everyone. So thanks.
Thanks. Teresa.
Sorry. I apologize for making some noise. I did not realize that when I pushed a button, it would make noise. So I didn't think I would have to mute. I'm sorry. In the case of the director earlier that some people are defending, in the instance that you called her out of order, she wanted the floor and she did not say point of order or point of information or point of personal privilege. She asked for the floor, and I think the chair is authorized to call someone out of order, or say, is the point of order, what is it you want? I think that we should all know what we want when we speak up. We should say clearly it's a point of order and be prepared to say what the point of order is for. Thank you.
Thanks. Adriana?
Just one chair. I hope that everybody takes the time to listen to the recording, because some of the people in the stream are listening to the recording. And please, you will see the part that you play, all of you. I feel that really, you know, it's easy to attack me, yell in front of me. You heard people yelling another point of order when I make a point of order, and you know that the point of order cannot be recognized till the first one is finished. It means if the people keep yelling point of order and a point of order and interrupting the people that have the floor, in that case was me. And later on, according to all the reaction from other people, I asked for a point of information, and I said point of personal privilege, because my name was called with some of the people here. You can listen to the audio telling that I was dilatory. I was just exercising my right to make a point of order, and you, the chair, can decide whatever you want. But I have that right, and nobody have the right to call what I'm saying or what my point of order, you know, dilatory or whatever you are saying. Because if, like I said from the beginning, I allowed my point of order, and you saying after that, that is not well taken, and I don't challenge to try to avoid this conversation, but the other people attacking me and doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Dingman, you're up.
All right. Many of us have listened to these board meetings over the past 20 years. And people have used point of order, point of personal privilege, point of information, all sorts of ways to interrupt, to essentially make the PNB look like a total joke. And, you know, I'm not here to be wasting time with these kind of tactics, which I've seen again and again for 20 years. I'm here to figure out ways to get the hell out of our terrible situation and move forward. So when we have meetings that will essentially digress into point of order or point of privilege or point of information or whatever kind of waste of time, I have to call them out for what they are. They're just, you know, deliberate tactics by some to achieve certain political aims, which result in inertia. So, you know, I just put that out because, you know, I've observed these meetings for 20 years, 30 years, actually. And I've always noticed that that will be when uppermost people decide to play games like that. And, you know, it's ridiculous and a waste of time, not only for us, but for literally thousands of people in the country who are depending on us to be rational about dealing with the problems we're dealing with right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Damon. Anyone else? I don't see any hands up right now, but like I said, if there's no further discussion, you know, the next step is that I'll send an email about this tomorrow and, you know, copy the PNB and we'll see what kinds of ideas we come up with, and then I'll ask the coordinating committee to, you know, kind of collate those ideas and then come up with something to bring to the PNB so that we all vote on it and agree to it. So that's kind of the next step. So that's that item. Let me just add one tiny little point there, which is sometimes the difficulty as chair is that when people speak over other people, I can't, and I'm trying to pick out multiple voices, it is really difficult to tell if someone is making a point of order or just interrupting. And so it just, you know, y'all should try it sometime. It's really hard to tell when three voices are talking at the same time exactly what you should do. And so that's why I'm looking for a little more help from everybody in terms of helping make sure that we don't have as many of those kinds of instances as we have had recently. So,
Chair,
so that's
perfect that. Perfect timing. We are out of time for this item.
Perfect. Okay. Well done, folks. So the next item on the agenda is unfinished business. And Teresa, you brought something up earlier that we said we would move here, and it had to do with,
it has to do with
committee membership. Yep.
I don't know whether it's the secretary, but somebody needs to officially send the list of all the committee members to Otis at KPFTX. So when I push a button and call a meeting, it's on track to send everybody a notice.
I think that would be me that does that. So I will send him the names from the committees with the email addresses so he can.
I thank you very much.
Does everybody have their, beg pardon, point of information?
Go ahead,
Darlene. Has every LSB, I know KPFK couldn't possibly have, but has everybody at each station done their election of delegates to PNB committees? Because I'm looking for a couple of stations to find that out. Are there LSBs that haven't had that election yet?
I believe there are. Even in addition to KPFK, obviously.
With respect to getting the committee names from the stations onto the KPFTX list, Otis has asked that the secretaries of the LSBs send the names on the committees to me and that I send them to him.
Got it. So Nancy.
I don't think he will recognize, I don't think he will work with putting those on unless he gets them from the PNB secretary. So if you could ask whoever is going to send the names on your LSB committees. Right. And then also, some of the PNB committees need LSB members that are not directors.
Right.
So,
one of the things that I think that we can do for the short run is, just invite the LSB delegates who previously served on those committees, to the meeting until all the LSBs finish their, voting and designating who their delegates are for the various national committees. In other words, you serve on the committee till you're replaced by someone else.
Got it.
And so that should be the short run. So one of the things we could do is, ask Otis to actually do the, set up the committee membership in two steps. One step is putting all the PNB directors on correctly. And then the second step would be adding the LSB delegates. But I think the point is Otis doesn't want to do it, you know.
He doesn't want to do it multiple times. Right.
Exactly. He doesn't want to do it station by station. Right. Exactly. So the object is for stations to get their, list of LSB delegates on the PNB committees to get them to Nancy as soon as possible. So that we're getting all the people, on the committees as quickly as possible. So any further discussion of this item?
And then there are the local LSB committees that also, are outdated, and need to be changed. So they have to send those also through me. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that is. That is apparently one of the duties of the PNB secretary. Mm-hmm. So So, okay, we'll make sure that all the LSB secretaries know that. I see your hand, Adriana. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I think that we will remind the secretaries of our LSB, but that is the process normally. The LSB secretary is supposed to, is the one that sent the members that were elected to the PNB secretary, and the PNB secretary will send it to the IT audits or whoever put it there. Yes. I mean, that was the process always. And we will remind our secretary of that. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. I think, depending on, you know, how long the secretaries have been affiliated with, Pacifica Governance, some of them may know that, but some of them may not. So go ahead, Nancy. You're not unmuted yet.
Sorry. If you all could send me the names and email addresses of your secretaries, I could contact them and ask them for this information as well to remind them. that they have to deal with this and then send the names to me.
Yep, that would be helpful. So if at least one volunteer from every, each of the five stations could.
Mm-hmm. Email yep. secretary@pnb.org.
Yep.
I'll do KPFA.
Thank you.
I'll do PFW.
Thank you. Can I get someone from BAI willing to volunteer to do that?
I will send the KPFD.
Okay, Adriana, gotcha. Someone from BAI willing to get their secretary to send an email to secretary@pacifica.org?
James, I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. And we'll help KPFK along eventually. Okay. That was unfinished business. New business. Is there any new business? All right. Then we are at the motion to move into executive session. Okay. I counted badly earlier when I said we would do it at 9:30, but, it's 10:02 p.m. and I would entertain a motion to move into executive session.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I saw in the agenda that you sent something else. Don't you have another motion in the agenda, the open session agenda?
That's just one really long motion.
No.
Sorry. Yep. No, I only had one motion in open session.
There's something about cleaned up version of underwriting motion.
Exactly.
Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that, it's not actually, we're not ready to do this yet. This is, there was I've said this before, I feel like, but I'll remind people again. The PMB passed an underwriting motion back in the fall. At the time we had a parliamentarian, John Tatum, who pointed out that the motion, mixed up a lot of whereases and resolving clauses, like they were interleaved throughout the motion. And the object is to take that motion and put all the whereases at the top and put all the resolving clauses at the bottom. And it was a really long motion and it just, I keep it on the agenda so I don't forget about it. As in, don't completely forget about it. But honestly, folks, it's, you know, really I could use a volunteer who would be willing to take the motion and do that work to it. Or maybe I would give it to the coordinating committee, you know, but yes, Adriana, you're right. It's listed there, but I don't actually have it. We're not ready. If we were ready, it would be, you know, a motion, you know, kind of on the agenda in the appendix as well. So, Dingaman, I see your hand.
Yeah, perhaps we can solve that problem with that motion in the next week or so. through the person who was willing to rewrite it, and also with someone in the coordinating committee. We can probably take care of that problem. I also want to remind the chair, at some point I want to get back to talking about programming issues, that forward promotion policy question I'd like to approach perhaps soon. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Okay. So, now it's 10:05 and I'm wondering if I could get a motion to, move into executive session.
So moved.
Thank you, Fred. Is there a second?
I'll second again.
Thank you, Heather. Any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none, that's what we'll do.